Abductions by extraterrestrials. What would it be like to be abducted by extraterrestrials? No, I have never been abducted by them, at least not that I remember. I put it that way because many people don't find out they were abducted until they have the memories brought back during hypnosis. There are many who claim to have been abducted and have told us about their experiences. Betty and Barney Hill were driving down a road at night. Barney had a pistol in his car. The next thing they knew, they were still in their car but not feeling quite right. Both their watches had stopped working. They also could not account for the extra time it seemed to get home. They had missing time syndrome. As time passed, they were able to remember more of what happened. They went under hypnosis to try and recover their experiences from that night and realized and remembered seeing a UFO land in front of their car. Barney got his gun but was paralyzed and could not use it. They were taken against their will into a spaceship where they were examined, but the head of the crew was friendly towards Betty and told her different things about his home world. She also saw a star map on the wall which became famous as the Fish Map and pointed to the star where the aliens came from. After the experience, Betty had nightmares. The creatures that abducted them were humanoids. One abductee tells an even more terrifying story. He was asleep in bed when something woke him in the middle of the night. As he looked up, he saw several small creatures known as the Greys. They came through his wall. He was scared for his life. They walked over to the bed and tried to grab him. When he fought back, they were mystified why they couldn't paralyze him as they did with so many others. They continued to try and grab a hold of him, but he fought back ferociously, and finally, after pushing and punching some of them, they gave up and went out through the wall again and were beamed up to their ship. In some of the alien abduction cases, the aliens have a much better attitude to the abductees than others. If it weren't for the fact people were being abducted, one could almost say some of the aliens were friendly. It is easy to say the aliens are all grey aliens, but this would not be true even though they are reported the most. Abductees have reported aliens which look like giant praying mantises and others who look much more human. It has also been said there were other conducting abductions. The worst abduction case I heard about had to do with two soldiers who were in a desert near a base in the United States, and they were on patrol. One soldier went one way over a dune while the other was nearer the jeep. The one by the jeep had his view of the other blocked by a sand dune. He heard a loud scream, and ran to the dune and saw metal tentacles coming out of a UFO and grabbing the other soldier and dragging him into the UFO. It then slowly flew away. He chased it and then saw something horrible. The body of the captured soldier was thrown out of the ship and was in two pieces, and the ship flew away. When I talk about UFO abductions, I don't want anyone to forget the millions of people who disappear from this planet every year. At least some of them might be victims of alien abduction. The weather was clear and a Cessna 182 was being piloted off the coast of Australia. The year was 1978. The pilot was named Frederick Valentich, and he had rented the plane. As he flew, he became aware a UFO was flying around his plane. It was reported the pilot and plane had disappeared without a trace. Many people believe this was an alien abduction. This brings up other stories about all those planes that have disappeared along with boats in the triangles of the world. Triangles are areas where there has been reported far too many disappearances have taken place. Some other examples of what could be alien abductions are the ships which have been found in perfect shape, with no signs of any crew or passengers, and to make matters even more creepy, no sign of a struggle but partially eaten meals on tables. It is as if the people have been beamed up in the middle of their meals. Could some of the missing planes which have disappeared over the years had been victims of alien abductions? After all, the commercial ones have many passengers on them, making for a more efficient abduction by allowing aliens to make group abductions? While the ridicule factor has almost disappeared for those reporting UFO sightings, it still exists somewhat for those who claim to have been abducted by aliens. There are always scientists coming out with what they believe are reasons for the abductions not happening and just being a figment of the imagination, or a lie. This was not the case for an abduction which happened right in front of the police in Alaska. A husband and wife team in Alaska were in the business of hypnotizing so-called alien abductees, to help them remember their experience. One day a large UFO hovered over their house and abducted the husband. The panic-stricken wife contacted the police and after some coaxing, they came to investigate. Days later while the police car was stationed outside, the UFO returned and sent a beam of light down to the home and their child disappeared. The UFO was caught on the camera from the police car. Neither one has ever returned. What made these people so special to the extraterrestrials that they would come back for the baby? There is a theory which states many more of us have been abducted by aliens, even possibly the entire race on this planet, but we have no memory of it and if we do, we believe it is only a bad dream. It is also thought that a few of us cannot be quietly abducted because we are not susceptible to whatever means the aliens use to paralyze us. This doesn't seem so outrageous, since there are always humans who are immune to the deadliest of diseases. It does seem the aliens have an agenda and it has been going on for thousands of years.